To let listeners know, if they're just tuning in now, there is currently NYPD presence on Columbia's campus. It's currently 1:18 p.m. The presence began around 1:13 p.m., so about 5 minutes in, we have upwards of 100 NYPD officers both on campus and also entering the encampment. It seems that the occupants are currently in a circle, seated around the sort of central area of the lawn. There seems to be some interaction with NYPD so far, but it doesn't seem like there is much communication verbally, but they are approaching the encampment members who are in a circle there. We have been hearing, yeah, go ahead, Ted. I see your hand raised.
We therefore declare this institution illegitimate, and we have created a liberated autonomous zone on the Southwest Lawn in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters, and in solidarity with all the free people of planet Earth. This university will divest from all military industry. This university will grant amnesty to all students involved in this and in other pro-Palestinian demonstrations. And this university will, in all future incidents, keep the NYPD off of our campus. These things will come to pass through our hard work, through our determination, through our solidarity and our love of all human beings of planet Earth. And so we therefore invite you to be a part of this historic success in the liberation of the Palestinian people, in the liberation of all free human beings of planet Earth. We love you so much. Thank you for being out here.
We don't want no Zionists here.
Is a welcome not only to the people that are entering the building, but a welcome to the people of Earth to come in and see what's happening and to understand that this is a multi-vectored movement that includes each independent struggle. So we've had excellent programming throughout the entire event, or throughout the entire occupation. It's been truly wonderful. Like, we've had teach-ins from professors, we've had teach-ins from Occupy Wall Street members, we've had just a fantastic education, far better than the imperial education handed to us by the forces that be within the university.
They are joining the struggle.
Yes, the professors, I believe, have voted to wildcat strike in support of the students. And I believe, and I would call upon Serene Jones and Reverend Dr. Cornell West of Union Theological Seminary to please join us students here on the lawn to make sure that students have amnesty, that Columbia divests from all military industry, and that the NYPD are kept forever off of our campus.
All right, thank you for that. We are also hearing news that they are actively recording the encampment individuals in there. This is breaking news. We've just received a message from my peers that they have received a message from Manoush Shafiq addressing the Columbia community. This was sent literally minutes ago at 1:17 p.m. on Thursday, April 18th, 2024. It's currently 1:23. This is the email. It is addressed to the Columbia community. Again, this was sent at 1:17. I want to make note that police presence began on Columbia's campus at 1:13 p.m. This is, again, a message from Columbia President Manoush Shafiq. I'm reading, "This morning I had to make a decision that I hoped would never be necessary. I have always said that the safety of our community was my top priority and that we needed to preserve an environment where everyone could learn in a supportive context. Out of an abundance of caution, an abundance of concern for the safety of Columbia's campus, I authorized the New York Police Department to begin clearing the encampment from the South Lawn of Morningside Campus that had been set up by students in the early hours of Wednesday morning. I took this extraordinary step because these are extraordinary circumstances. The individuals who established the encampment violated a long list of rules and policies. Through direct conversations in writing, the university provided multiple notices of these violations, including a written warning at 7:15 p.m. on Wednesday, notifying students who remained in the encampment as of 9 p.m. that they would face suspensions pending investigation. We also tried through a number of channels to engage with their concerns and offer to continue discussions if they agreed to disperse." She continues, "I regret that all of these attempts to resolve the situation were rejected by the students involved. As a result, NYPD officers are now on campus and the process of clearing the encampment is underway. Protests have a storied history at Columbia and are an essential component of free speech in America and on our campus. We work hard to balance the rights of students to express political views with the need to protect other students from rhetoric that amounts to harassment and discrimination. We updated our protest policy to allow demonstrations on very short notice and in prime locations in the middle of campus while still allowing students to get to class and labs and libraries to operate. The current encampment violates all of the new policies, severely disrupts campus life, and creates a harassing and intimidating environment for many of our students. Columbia is committed to academic freedom and to the opportunity for students and faculty to engage in political expression. Within established rules and with respect for the safety of all, the policies we have in place around demonstrations are in place to support both the right to expression and the safety and functioning of our university. Prior to taking this action, I complied with the requirements of Section 444 of the university statutes. This is a challenging moment, and these are steps that I deeply regret having to take."
When we heard that the police were on campus, we sat down and linked arms and sang hymns and spirituals, songs of the revolution all the way down to the jailhouse. Those students are facing suspension, but we will be here until amnesty is granted to all students for this and all pro-Palestinian demonstrations. We will not abandon any of our comrades. That means no negotiation for only those students who are not organizers. That means no negotiations for only those students who are not Barnard. Everyone is getting off.